Jacques, can I help you?
Good morning, Jacques. This is John with Local Splash.
Hey, John. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Well, not really. I was sad because I just got in the office and I got your text message, and I wanted to circle back and see where your heart's at and what's going on here.
Well, I mean, I'm a trustworthy guy, and
I agree.
It sounded good, but when I came home, I'm gonna pull up reviews and look at them, and they don't look good for y'all.
What do you
mean? There's a lot of reviews that say it's the same thing I heard over and over again. People talk about how, you know, the service y'all provide is just not up to the what I thought. It's kind of, I'm backed off of it. It's not something that I want to do.
So what do you mean? You anticipated everything being at 5-star since when we've been in business since 2004?
I didn't expect to read the same things y'all told me over and over again. And I'm not seeing any upper stars on any customers. I see 5 stars on employees, but that's not what I want to look at. I want to look at customers.
Yeah, those are customer reviews. Our Google reviews, there's 756 Google reviews. It's a 4.1. Our Bird Eye reviews are 4.9 with 540. There is the Glassdoor of people working here that rated a 4.1 that work here. There's Indeed.com, which is also people that have worked here. They gave it a 4.3. We've been in business since 2004. So, you know, there's tens of thousands of clients that we've worked with over that time. And on our average client satisfaction rating is a 4.5. These business owners are getting on the first page. They're generating new calls. Right? That's what this service is all about. Any other review, you know, if you look at them, the only reviews that I've seen really that have stuck out to me were people who might have been expecting more from their community than what they got out of it. You know, we could put you on the first page. That's what we do. We can't make the customer choose you. So there are people who live in the boonies, you know, so to speak, where they don't get the results that they were initially anticipating from being up there, but those guys are still with us, you know. And the thing with Google is Google doesn't let us delete reviews, even though we're a Google partner and we can do that for our customers. We're not allowed to do that for ourselves, or else it would have 5 stars across the board. But we want to be transparent with our customers. That's why we leave them up there. So those are honest reviews. There's almost 800 of them on Google, and there's 540 of them on BirdEye that are legit customer reviews that we've worked with for a long time. I have my own dad signed up on this program. He's 64. I wouldn't have my own family using it if it wasn't profitable. So I've seen a lot of businesses become successful just simply by the things that we do for them, which is listing them in front of their customers, you know. So that's why I was really confused. I was like, what reviews are bad? I didn't understand that. I mean, sure, any company you can have, you know, pick out a bad review. Even Disneyland actually has the same star rating that we have, the happiest place on earth. And it's because people will go there, and it is Disneyland, but at the same time, you don't anticipate when you go to Disneyland that you're going to be sitting out in the hot sun maybe for an hour just to get on one ride, you know? So it isn't always sunshine and rainbows, but it is still the happiest place on earth, you know. And what I got for you, I anticipated, you know, you profiting 10 times over on every penny. The campaign that I put you on is normally double the cost for a reason. You know, there's a lot of bang for your buck in that. It was a discounted pricing structure. They've already pinned verified you and client interviewed you. So there's a postcard on the way to you in the mail that we need back. Once we got that, we can go ahead and go live with everything, and it's a month-to-month service. So I'm just asking of you to do exactly what we agreed upon yesterday, which is just give it a shot. You know what I mean? Sit back and let us work for 30 days and let us show you what we can do. You know, there's a tracking system hooked up to this, and then I would like for you to write an honest review. of your experience, you know, and if you feel like it's bad, you can discontinue it, you can fire me, but we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that this works for you, so that way we could see you come back every month. I mean, if you're not making money, we're not going to make money. That's just what our business motto is, and that's what we've been founded on since the beginning.
Yeah.
So we're in there with you.
I went to Local Splash Reviews, and Local Splash Reviews has 9 reviews here. And
I'm trying to find what you're finding here. I'm on the computer. So I put Local Splash Reviews. I typed into Google. Are you on a different search engine?
I'm on SiteJabber.
SiteJabber?
Jabber, yeah, Jabber.
Uh-huh. Okay, I found it.
Here.
Okay, I'm on SiteJabber.
And the first one is, I've worked with the internet company and lead providers, Local Splash. She's an employee, and she gave a 5-star.
Uh-huh.
And then the next one down is a Stephen K.
Now, that one I said I worked with other internet companies, Bianca B., that's not an employee. But what I want to point out to you here, SiteJabber is a site that pulls from the BBB. So if you go back and you go to Local Splash BBB, I want to show you something, because this is actually leaving out a lot to the story. And our Better Business Bureau listing, and you click on our Better Business Bureau, and you see our rating, and our rating says 1.5 out of 5 with 8 customer reviews, but an A+ over 17 years in business, and we've been accredited since 2015. So you see the star rating, but you see the A+ rating. Now the reason being is because if anybody complains, our company does what I'm doing right now. We reach out to the customer to resolve the issue. We have no complaints unresolved. It says 13 complaints closed in the last 3 years, 8 complaints closed in the last 12 months. So the reason we keep our A+ rating is because if anybody ever has a problem with their account or something goes wrong, we have a customer service department here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, available to you. Even you called in at 5:30 a.m. here on the West Coast. I wasn't even here or awake. I got in at 7 here, and there was still a representative there to assist you. Right? We have that A+ accreditation for a reason. Anybody that's wrote a bad review or had a bad experience, we've gone back in there and we made it right for their business. And that's how you keep an A+ rating with the BBB, is if there is a complaint, you go in there and you resolve it. Now, you still can't delete those reviews, right? So, you know, those bad ones, they stick. And that's just what it is. But to have 8 of them with over 10,000 active clients, I mean, even if we had 150 of them, you're looking at less than 1% of our client base, sir.
Yeah, but even at the Better Business Bureau, at your website with the Better Business Bureau,
mm-hmm. A+ accreditation.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The 7 out of 8 that are 1-stars. I don't know.
The BBB. Yeah, people are going to be more inclined to write something bad on there. What sticks to the BBB is complaints. If you go up there and it says, BBB is a place to write complaints, right? So if you go to customer complaints just underneath the star rating, 8 customer complaints closed in the last 12 months. 13 complaints closed in the last 3 years. Even those guys, they wrote a bad review, some of them are still using our services. We resolve their complaints, but we can't delete their reviews just because we went back and made it right. So if you click on, or if you go, or if you're still in there where it says 12, read 12 more complaints next to customer complaints and file a complaint, if you click read 12 more complaints, it'll open up a page that'll tell you our business's response rate is 100%. That's why we're A+ accredited still, even with those reviews up there. we've resolved all of those issues. So it's like if you went and you wrote a bad review this morning before I ever talked to you, and you decided actually that maybe you were overreacting and this is a good thing, I want to keep moving forward with it. Well, you might be on with us for the next 2-3 years, but I can't go back and delete that review. Only you have the power to do that. So even though they're still using our services, that sticks. It stays up there. And it does suck. It's a downside to it, but at the same time, we have more than enough positive ones to easily combat it. If you look at any of our Google reviews where there's over 700 people, over 540 people, you know, we've been in business for a very long time. So to be in business from 2004, that's going on almost 18 years now, and to only have that many complaints over that time, that's abysmal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate to say you're overreacting, but I understand, too, your business is your baby. You know what I mean? I don't take things lightly when it comes to my kid. Yeah, no, I get you. You know what I mean? I review everything before I even put my sons there. I was enrolling them in swim class. I was doing background checks on all the swim instructors in there. You know what I mean? Before I put my kids in there. So I get it. You know, your business is your baby, but your business is also in as good of hands as it can be and as it's ever been. I promise you that. There's over 300 people that work here. They're all my colleagues are professional. You know, they've gone through leaps and bounds just to get in their position, and they're going to get you taken care of. And I put you in on a campaign that's month to month, so that way we're on a show improve basis with you. And, you know, I'm giving you the most possible bang for your buck. The account and the way that I have you set up, our company wouldn't even profit from it for the first 3 months. So that means that I was anticipating on you using this long term as your marketing solution, especially compared to what you were using in the past with Home Advisor by Angie's. Home Advisor by Angie's uses Google to get the leads that they sell. So they're basically doing this just to get the leads they resell to everybody, and they're charging you whether you get the job or not. So we're just listing you independently. And I know that once you see those results and you compare them side by side, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah, I'm skeptical. I am. I mean, I
understand.
I'm not going to lie, but I'm very skeptical.
I understand, but hear me out, Jock. Hear me out here. I've been here 10 years, bud. And when you complain, I'm calling you back the very next day. If we're a fly-by-night or a scam, you never hear from me again. I've been here every day for 10 years. We're not a scam. We're back here. We're working on your account. Just like you spoke with a customer service rep, you spoke with another rep to do your client interview. You know, if we're a scam and we're doing people a disservice, we're not going to be making money. We're going to get shut down. We're not going to be in business for 17, almost 18 years. You know what I mean? This business is our owner's baby as well. So when he sees stuff like that, he gets very frustrated also. And there's definitely concern there, but I'm telling you, not one of those customers has not gone back and made it right. If a customer wrote a bad review from you, we expect you to do the same thing, go back and make it right. You know what I mean? So that way we can have your 5-star rating, right? Or have your 4-point whatever rating, you know? But I understand your concerns 100%, but it's abysmal. You're not giving any credit towards the positive that's there. You're only looking at the small amount of negative that's there. And I get it. You know, I've read these reviews myself. I've been getting numerous calls from this company on some days 3 or 4 times a day. I've asked them to stop contacting me on more than one occasion. I've tried calling in the last few days to get them to stop, but keep getting a message that they're unavailable. I would like them to please contact me. That's not even a customer of ours. That's somebody that was being contacted by my representatives about an opportunity to list their business, and they just didn't want to be called, and they went and wrote a bad review. It's not, you get what I'm saying? So if you really thread through them, it's like less than 1% of our clients are dissatisfied with being on the first page of Google. That's just what everybody uses.
Yeah. Yeah, I just hadn't seen a whole lot of good reviews right now, and I'm just skeptical.
I understand.
I know you promoting your company. You are.
What do you mean you haven't seen a lot of good reviews? You didn't look at any of our Google stuff? You didn't just look up local Splash reviews and our...
Well, I'm at the local Splash with the Better Business Bureau.
A-plus rated with the BBB. That's a big deal. You click local, or you just type in local Splash, and right next to our Google business profile, you have 756 Google reviews, 4.1 star rating. And if you go down to Bird Eye, then there's a 4.9 out of 5, 540 reviews. And featured customers provided a 4.8 out of 5 with 1,044 reviews. And you're looking at a place that has 7 or 8 bad ones that are pulled from the Better Business Bureau and have been corrected. Some of those guys are still our clients, if not all of them.
This is customer complaints.
Yeah, you're looking for bad, you're going to find bad. If you look for the good, you're going to find that there's a lot more good than there is bad. there's thousands of them. 1,044 on this one, 544 on this one. Google has 756. All of those are very high.
Can you send me that Google link?
Which one? Oh, here. I could just
the one with the 7,000.
Yeah, here. With
the
700,
but...
Yeah, here. Let me go to the text messages on your account. I'll text it to you. You can just click on it. Yeah, all you have to type in is local Splash. We're not a new company. We're actually a Google partner. You can click on our website. So we're partnered with Google. Like, the call that we're on right now is monitored and recorded by Google. You know why I understand your skepticism?
Because there's so much crap out there.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, mostly because of HomeAdvisor. And you guys are the hardest industry to review, to be honest. HVAC guys get a bad rep. They say they charge people for stuff that they don't need. But, we do our background checks on you guys before we even call you up about this, because we don't want to be sending some guy that's a serial killer to people's houses, telling them he's good, and he shows up with a knife. You know what I mean? So, I get it. You know what I mean? Their industry has a bad rap, but that doesn't mean, oh, you don't call them, don't give them a chance.
Okay, I'm going to read through these, and...
And all I'm telling you is to evaluate it, you know what I mean? If you compare this to what you were using with HomeAdvisor, it's a no-brainer. They were using a company like ours to get the leads that they were selling you in the first place. We're just cutting out the middleman and letting people call you right off the first page. And to be honest with you, the account that I have you set up on, a lot of those funds, almost all of them have been delegated towards the account already. The PIN verification process, the client interview has already been completed, so all the directory submissions have been sent out. Funds have been allocated towards a Facebook business ad for your Facebook business page. So it's not just the Google listing that we're doing for you. You know, we're going in here and we're acting as a full service marketing department for you with this campaign that we have. You know, we're covering your bases on Facebook, Google, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Amazon Alexa voice search. You know, it's a top-to-bottom campaign to make sure that your company's not lacking anything on the back end there. So I just need your trust to let us do what we're going to do, do our part in this, do our work in this, and then obviously you go out there and keep doing what you've been doing, which is get those positive reviews. And, you know, I'm sure a couple months from now you're going to be looking back going, yeah, I was just panicking about nothing.
Well, the thing that got me a little concerned is we are a small town. We're not a city of New Orleans or...
It's more of a reason why you need it. How are you going to afford to have a company in a small town where there's an ideal customer down the street looking for an HVAC contractor, and you're not even getting the phone call or getting considered for that job opportunity because they don't know you're there? Because when they go to Google, they don't see you. You know what I mean? It's more of a reason why you need it. You got to be exposed to those guys. Obviously, knowing that you're in a small town, don't expect to be getting 200 calls in a month. You know what I mean? But the calls that are there, you're going to have a shot at every single one of them, because 90% of those people are picking from the first page of Google. Most of them aren't even going to page 2 or page 3. You know,
yeah.
So you're a top recommended option. It's all the credibility you can ask for.
Let me ask you this: the bulk of people these days use iPhones.
Yeah, iPhone, the built-in search engine on an iPhone is Google. Safari is directly connected to a Google search. They get the same search results. And if they're on a Bing platform, they're there. Google owns Android phones, so Android phones come built with Google Chrome built right into them. It's the default search engine when you pull it out of the box. So you can literally buy a brand new phone, whether it be an iPhone or an Android in your area, type in HVAC, and they'll be able to see, you know, HVAC repair. Obviously, we're focusing on repairs, but role-playing with you. You know, if they punch in any of the keywords that we have you listed for through your client interview or that we went over in the client interview here, and they're in any of the serving cities, they'll be able to see you. And you got a whole lot of serving cities in here.
Okay. I'll give you all the time. I'm just skeptical. I do see more reviews.
Just believe. All I'm asking is for you to believe in me the way we believe in you. I'm not asking you to give me 99% of your trust. Give me 1% of your trust and let us earn the rest of it. That's fine. That's the role we take with every client. That's the position we put ourselves with every client, and we're comfortable with it. We know what we have. Google's the best product under the sun when it comes to online marketing, and it's been that way for the last 15 years. So if we can't get you a consistent flow of jobs, there isn't a consistent flow of jobs out there, and nobody can. There's nowhere better to invest your marketing dollar than where you parked it yesterday.
Okay. All right. I'm going to continue to read through these. Okay.
I'm saying don't get too carried away, because you might sit there and say, man, this review is bad, and you get all hung up on it, and then you go to your dashboard, and you're getting phone calls from it every day. So give us an honest review of your experience rather than past reviews that are up there. Some of them don't even make sense. Some guys are just PO'd. We're calling them, not even clients of ours.
Okay. I mean, I know I paid already, but y'all move forward.
You're going to love it. I stand on what I said yesterday. You're going to love it. And we already put in a lot of legwork on it just between when I signed you up and now. So I'm telling you, good things are on the way.
Okay. All right.
All right, Jacques. Thank you. All right. You have a great day. Bye-bye.